I was riding the metro today and noticed a guy with a briefcase and a button on his jacket. It was a rather large one, so I craned my neck to read it, and it said, Beat Navy. It was a sartorial reminder that in Philadelphia on Saturday, the service academies of both Army and Navy will play their annual game, a grand college football tradition. The two teams are rocking pretty dope special uniforms for their 118th matchup. Army's all-white numbers will honor the 10th Mountain Division, an elite group that fought Nazis in Italy known as the Pando Commandos because of where they trained. Navy's all-blue digs will honor the Blue Angels, understandably. But a story in Deadspin that I read today asked an interesting question. Should service academies even be playing football at all? Brain injuries are a constant risk in the sport, and it's also one of the things that affects soldiers at war and when they get home. Are we really trying to send officers to battle with already damaged brains? Army-Navy is one of the most storied traditions in sports. The pageantry is off the charts. But remember what you're watching. America's best and brightest beating each other's brains in. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.